You're listening to SBS News.
Children from Adelaide's Uyghur community look forward to the recess bell. The Uyghur Language School's principal, Zulfia Abdullah, says children learn their language and culture in weekend classes.
Because back home, there's no language left for us. And so it's very important for parents.
This community of 1,500 ethnic Muslims from China's Xinjiang province has spent three decades building a home in Adelaide.
And we're working really hard so that kids have that identity and so they know who they are, where they belong to, and being Uyghur.
But the opening of a large Chinese consulate general 8 kilometres away is triggering concern.
And so we are fearful, even that living in a free country in Australia, not able to do our free activities. Because we're worried if we do things, our culture, you know, even that going to our school, that is no, you know, it's no for Chinese government. And so they take it out of our relatives.
China has denied reports of severe human rights abuses towards Uyghurs forced into so-called re-education camps.
They will put our relatives in the camps because of what we're doing here.
Uyghurs raised their concerns outside the official opening of a new Chinese consulate general in Adelaide last week. They were joined by Adelaide's Hong Kong, Vietnamese and Tibetan communities. South Australian Senator Rex Patrick also joined hundreds of protesters. Nur Mohammed Majid is the president of the East Turkestan Australian Association. He is concerned about the proximity to the Uyghur community.
It's about 6 kilometres from here, and we believe that that gives a psychological fear, a psychological war to Uyghur communities that, you know, we're already next to you and we can come inside to you and we can destroy your community's coherence too.
Mr. Majid said he is aware of an escalation of harassment towards Australian Uyghurs.
Different community members from different parts of Australia have routinely reported to us that they have received phone calls from the Chinese consulate, Chinese embassies or Chinese security officials from East Turkestan. Also, they send text messages and then indirect way they harass, take and or imprison our family members.
The Adelaide Chinese consulate strongly contests these views. The consulate says protesters verbally and physically harassed guests outside the opening ceremony where police made 2 arrests. A statement from a spokesman for the Consulate General says, some so-called East Turkestan organisations in South Australia, out of their sinister political intentions to split and against China, have spared no effort to spread lies and wantonly slander and discredit China. On the 30th of March, these East Turkestan organisations gathered crowds to harass the guests of our Consulate General's new office inauguration ceremony. They verbally abused and even physically attacked and hurt the guests attending the event. They even yelled nasty words to the little kids who were scared to cry. What they have done fully exposes their malicious intention and nature of violence, terrorism and separatism. We are here to express our strong indignation and condemnation against their despicable behaviours. Among those present that day was Horrigal Yousaf. In their final phone call in October 2017, her mother begged her not to call again.
My mother said, yesterday the police made us sign an agreement not to take international phone calls or they would take us away to the concentration camps. That was the last time I heard my mother's voice. We both cried and said goodbye.
It is believed more than 1 million ethnic Uyghurs have been detained in mass detention camps in China. The government has strongly denied severe human rights abuses. Ms. Yousaf says her 2 younger brothers are detained in the so-called re-education camps. Language school principal Zulfia Abdullah is also a social worker in the community.
Those women feeling that their sisters are in the camps and what their sister's going through or their mother's going through, that's just heartbreaking. And so not knowing where they are. So I know the fact that few people, few of the women, that they're going very emotionally, they're having even panic attacks.
China's Adelaide Consulate General says it will provide consulate services, consular protection and assistance to all Chinese nationals in South Australia, including ethnic Uyghurs. A spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs says all foreign missions are expected to act in a manner consistent with Australian law. Peter Doherty, SBS News.